This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking to Sydney-based audiologist Emma Beadle to learn what people misunderstand about their hearing and what it's like to be an audiologist. Emma, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
And certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for coming to us from Sydney this morning. So if you would, tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you ended up being an audiologist.
Yeah, so out of uni, I decided I probably wanted to do speech pathology. I really wanted to be in healthcare. But here in Australia, what we normally do is speech and hearing science. And then as we started to learn about sort of hearing and everything, you know, you don't really know what that is too often, but it started to really intrigue me, and the more I learned about it, the more valuable it seems as a profession.
Certainly makes total sense. Now, much of our audience may not realize that or what acute hearing audiologists are experts in. Could you tell us a little bit about the main reasons patients come to your clinic?
Yeah, so we definitely see lots of different patients in the clinic, from sort of children with ear infections and speech issues to adults with sort of sudden hearing loss or something that's onset quite gradually. So we don't only test hearing, we can make sort of custom-made earplugs, we can customize hearing aids as well. So one thing is that most people, I guess, think that hearing aids come ready to go in a box, but they do require expertise in sort of programming and in personalizing the device to their clients. So that's the service that we provide. It's the counseling and the help to get the help that they need.
Emma, what have you found to be the biggest myth when it comes to earwax removal for the average patient, which is information everyone needs to hear?
So for a lot of us, we see that people think cotton buds are the answer, that, you know, sticking the cotton bud in their ear is going to clear away the wax. But often what happens is it just pushes the wax further down the ear so that it builds up, and then it's really hard to get out because it's so far down. Another one is ear candling, which is quite big, but hasn't been sort of proved to be overly effective. So for us, the best thing to do is really to get your ears suctioned by the GP. That's the most effective and safest way.
And certainly some most helpful information there today. We're joined by Sydney-based audiologist Emma Beadle. She's with us here today on eHealth Radio's Hearing Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Emma, why are regular hearing tests important, and how often should we have our hearing tested?
Yes, the hearing tests are really important because hearing is important. And sometimes we don't realize how valuable it is until something happens to us. And that's usually one of the only times that people come into the hearing clinic. So for children, it's really important for them to hear well so that they can develop their speech and language properly, and then to, you know, do well academically at school. So in Australia, most children have a hearing test at birth, and then we don't really see them after that. But ear infections are really common in children, and so we often recommend regular hearing tests, especially before they start school, just to make sure that there's no issues. And for adults, you know, it's sort of age-dependent. There's no magical number that you should get your hearing tested, but definitely if you haven't had one in 10 years, I would say definitely get one. And then unfortunately, as we get older, we do tend to be at an increased risk to lose more hearing, sort of age-related. So every 2 to 3 years, a really great sort of just quick checkup, and it's very simple.
And I certainly agree with you there, Emma. Lastly, what advice would you give our audience to ensure that they do not neglect their hearing this year in 2019?
I'd say definitely just don't put it off. So if you've never had a hearing test before, or you have, you know, even a little concern, just go and have a test. It really doesn't hurt to have a checkup and ensure that the hearing is really as the best that it can be. There are often a lot of, you know, fixes. We might just not realize that we have an issue that can be resolved. And also that hearing tests are really simple. So even for kids, they're just literally playing a game. So it's really not, you know, it doesn't hurt. It's not a complex task, and the results are instant. So you know straight away walking out the door where you're at, and then you can make plans from there on out.
Emma, certainly fantastic information shared with the listening audience. Can't thank you enough for the information shared here today. If folks wanted to be in touch with you and get further information on your practice there in Sydney, where is the best place to get that information?
So we've got a website, collectivecare.com, that has lots of hearing information on hearing aids, types of hearing loss, and anything further, you can just send us an email. We'd be happy to help you out.
And that certainly works. Again, it is collectivecare.com. Emma, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
We have been speaking with Sydney-based audiologist of Collective Care, Emma Beadle. And for further details and for contact, simply visit collectivecare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.